There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I want to thank Professor Exley once again for joining us from the United Kingdom this hour. Dr. Jack Wolfson, the paleocardiologist, is going to join us with some great news, standing up against the big bad bullies of the medical board in Arizona and those who would anonymously claim that he's been just a bad doctor for speaking out against vaccination. So we got that coming up. This hour, we didn't get to the drinking story. You know, once a week, we don't even do drinking stories ever, do we, Super Don?
Not much. Once in a while, something pops up.
It's because I gave up on drinking when I was 19. That was it. I was done. I mean, I like the taste of beer, and I can have, like, just a teeny bit. But otherwise, I have to drink the non-alcoholic versions from Europe, like
German. Smell a cork and probably get intoxicated, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, it's like that when you grind coffee and you smell the coffee. That's aromatherapy. You don't need to drink it. You don't even need to drink it, Super Don. You're up, right?
That's right.
You don't even have to put it up your bum. You're just ready.
Yeah, that happens all like never. Yeah,
we're going to hear from our good buddy Op-Ed, the intern, and he's of the millennial generation. I love to get his insights from time to time when he can spare us the time, because he does such great work helping me out to be out and about, because the notes wouldn't be what they are today without him. Op-Ed, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. And I guess before we get into the serious topic, which we don't like to talk about here that often on the abortion issue, but we are going to do that this hour. There was a story here about scientists saying, since we were talking to a scientist, they were talking about four kinds of drunks. Now, I don't know, the millennial generation, do they still drink alcohol or are they more into the cannabis? Because I don't know, I'm an old guy.
Oh, do they? You know, I think if you go by any college campus on the weekend, we can validate that, yeah?
Okay, all right. So there's still drinking going on, a whole lot of drinking going on. It's not prohibition. But the study says there are four kinds of drunks, and this was published in Addiction Research and Theory Journal, and these are the four that they list. And we'll see if we can establish where we are in this regard. Even if we don't drink anymore, we'll go back in our memory banks. The Hemingway, the Mary Poppins, the Nutty Professor, and the Mr. Hyde. Now, I will say I talked with Professor Exley on the break. He said he was hoping that he wasn't the Nutty Professor. And I since I got to hang out with him at the Autism One, I'd say he's more of a Mary Poppins guy. Very friendly, light, and funny.
That fits. He's from the UK, so.
Yeah, it does. It totally does. And, of course, which Nutty Professor are they referring to, the Jerry Lewis one or the Eddie Murphy one? I don't know.
Well, I tell you what. Listen, the way they describe these, the Hemingway, which mm-hmm. in this study was about 42% of the subjects, they were the ones that had the smallest amount of change, the smallest decrease in organization and intellectual skills.
They just carry on as if
pretty
nothing
much,
was going
yeah.
on, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So they've got a pretty good tolerance, I guess. Just. Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to the Mary Poppins, who more or less is just kind of just a happy person who really doesn't, you know, they're more agreeable, maybe mm-hmm. more chatty, but there's really not a whole lot of trouble going on there
right.
when that happens. Then you've got the Nutty Professor,
yeah.
which is the person who's maybe a little more introverted to begin with, but mm-hmm. once they drink, then they become a little bit more gregarious and, you know, kind of, you know, life of the party thing. Then you've got the Mr. Hyde, which I've known a lot of those people, which, you know, they're kind of just who they are. And then as soon as they drink, you know, drop some alcohol down the tube there, suddenly the clothes fly off and bottles start flying and fists are going and it's just all over. The cops show up.
Right. Well, Ed, what say you in this regard? I mean, do you have long-term memories here? I don't know where you are in this.
Well, I think I'm a Hemingway. You know, I've become a little more jovial. You know, very very happy. But yeah, I generally don't see much of a difference. You know, when I drink.
I have to have you up for a cookout, and I'll have there'll be a real organic beer for you. I'll do the non-alcoholic variety. We'll test it out.
There will be one beer.
Yeah.
Sitting on a platter waiting.
That's not enough. What do you mean? That's not enough. I mean, like I said, a quarter one. That's done.
Warm up.
I'm done. I say. I think I'm Professor Poppins. The nutty Professor Poppins. I, again, I'm just trying to go back in my memory banks. It's been so long. I am somewhat introverted. People don't believe that. You know, I get on radio. It's like, boom, there I go. But otherwise, I'm kind of laid back. I watch, I observe, I learn, I listen. And then perhaps maybe it's been so long, I just don't know for sure. I'll have to call some of my buddies from way back when, and they'll have to tell us.
You know, I think there's something missing in the equation here because it has a lot to do with the amount of alcohol that you consume, too. A few beers, that's one thing. You know, a couple of cases, or if you're doing shots, then it kind of, it goes in a different direction. For me, I probably fall more into the Nutty Professor area where I, like you, am kind of just going to sit back and kind of, hang out and see what's going on thing. But
yeah.
Listen, it lowers inhibitions. It brings some barriers down, and so I can become the life of the party. But if you give me too much, then I'm going into the wrong room and trying to use the hamper as a toilet. So,
Mr. Hyde. Okay. Well, now speaking of, I guess I don't know what I'm speaking of. I don't know how to transition to this topic. I guess we had to get a little silly first because this is serious on the issue of abortion, partial birth abortion, the selling of body parts. Into science. This is really a disgusting story. The problem I have with the pro-abortionists, among number of things, is their inconsistency is one, in that they're all for, well, leave a woman alone, it's her right to choose. But when it comes to the right of the parents and the children to choose not to have medical intervention or vaccinations, where are they? They abandon that concept. So they're not consistent in their philosophy, if they have a philosophy. But Ed, you were going to write an article, I don't know if you've been able to do this, on the subject matter of I don't know how to say it. I don't want to talk about it, but we need to.
Yeah, no, you hit it right in the head. The hypocrisy is one of them. But this, when I first saw this video, it popped up Monday, I believe, and I just sat there. I was like, my heart was heavy. I was like, I can't believe this is real. And essentially what it was is... She's a big doctor at the organization. She, Dr. Deborah Nakakola, right? Yeah. She got caught in a sting. Now, this is a conservative group that's been trying to expose this kind of stuff in the Planned Parenthood organization for a while. Well, they went undercover last year. They got her to sit down, have a salad, drink some Merlot, and they acted as if they were potential buyers, right? Well, what they were able to expose was, not only is this like a huge joke in the community, like people understand this, I guess, but she was nonchalantly explaining how they can buy livers, hearts, heads, how they would pre-abortion make sure the baby was in the right position, that the organs didn't get damaged.
Yeah, unbelievable, heads. Huh? Yeah, no, this is just Dr. Frankenstein kind of stuff.
It really is, and it's creepy. Like, the way she was talking. I read up a little thing itself on the producer's corner. Even if you're pro-abortion, like, let's say you're pro-choice.
Mm-hmm.
You should care. There's a black market of body parts operating inside
for aborted
the vicinity
babies.
Of your home. You know?
No, I mean, and the thing is, it was so callous, the disregard for anything, that I think they're more sorry that they got caught and that they were so callous, because they still have this belief system that just... It's offensive to anybody that, cares for the so-called the life of the unborn. That's why it's just a hard thing to discuss. But as I said, the inconsistency of that group when they're saying it's about a woman's right to choose, it's like, well, what about the moms and the dads and the kids' right to choose when they don't want to have these things done, or particularly when they don't want to have interventions or vaccines? Look at the Democrat-controlled California, where you'd have probably more of a left-leaning state saying, yes, pro-abortion, but no, we pass a law that denies the families the right to say no to a medical intervention. Where's the defense of your private property then, huh?
Absolutely. You know, it's hypocrisy at its finest, and that's why when we look at all these issues, the abortion response on this is much like the response on many other issues we've covered. This group, I mean, I maintain these guys are crazy. You know, we think some of these guys were built up, but some of these people, you know, if they weren't scientists, if they weren't doctors, they weren't directors of medical services for Planned Parenthood, I don't know what they'd be doing. Like, they'd be like Jack the Rippers or something. You know?
Well, and let's go back to origin point, Margaret Sanger. I mean, an out-and-out avowed eugenicist, particularly targeting black babies, you know, to reduce population of what was now known as the African-American population. And yet, more aborted black babies, and I don't know if it's all others combined, but, I mean, where's the defense of life in that community here? There's, you know, liberal Democrat leaning, in a sense. And I hesitate to make it a political issue, but to some degree, there is a right-left component here, even if I don't want there to be.
Yeah, it comes down to valuing life. You know, and I really think this is one of those issues that is a bipartisan thing. Like, everyone on both sides, they're parents. You know, everyone has, you have kids. I have kids that I mentor and stuff. And we value life. Like, regardless of what it is, by choice, we value life.
Right.
Some of these folks, I don't think they really have much of a value, right, you know? Especially where he was talking.
That is the case where you place such a low or no value on it that it's inhumane. I heard Chelsea Clinton was commenting about her grandmother, a great-grandmother, that she couldn't choose to have an abortion. And I haven't looked into that thing intensely, but I'm thinking if she had, Chelsea, there might have been no you or no your mother. So, there's a little bit of a thought form that was lacking here for someone that's maybe a Rhodes Scholar like her dad. I don't know.
Well, when they say that babies are 100% pro-choice, pro-life, rather, 100% of the time, you know? I think every day that my parents never decided that, or that was even an option, right? But they decided to have me. Every one of us here are examples of, you know, what happens when, you know, someone does make the choice for pro-life, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's an interesting topic because it's a very polarizing thing. Generally, when somebody asks me that question, I usually throw them for a loop because I tell them I'm both.
Hmm.
I'm pro-life and I'm pro-choice because I take a very libertarian standpoint on it. Where it's like, you know, I'm not personally, you know, in just jumping out of the door going, oh, I want to have an abortion, or I'm in favor of abortion. Not that I can have one, but, you know, but at the same time, I feel like people, you know, they have that choice and whatever consequences there may be as a result of that choice or on that person.
Right. Ed, the millennial generation, more libertarian leaning. What's your quick take before break?
Well, very interesting on this topic on that regard is that our generation, the millennial generation, has actually gone the other way from the 1973 decision of Roe v. Wade. Like,
coming more conservative.
Our generation is coming to be more pro-life.
Interesting.
And abortion, I look at probably the fact that we were able to see actually what the fetus looks like when it's in
You know, we're on a break, Ed. Hold on. Hey, fatties may never get thin. That's the story coming up.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, the notes are up at robertscottbell.com, including, it is, I see it, op-ed's editorial, or op-editorial, we call it op-ed, on the black market for babies and how Planned Parenthood profits. It's under Producer's Corner at robertscottbell.com. You'll see a picture of Professor Exley in today's show notes, as well as Jack Wilson, the paleocardiologist, will be joining us a little later in the hour. Op-ed still with us, Super Don here, Ben on the board making us sound good, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And I read it in a very insensitive way. I'm so sorry. What the study says here, and it's scientists, so we can blame the scientists, say not only do they know about four kinds of drunks, but obese people, now they're saying, may never attain normal body weight. This is according to a new study. Obese people may never obtain normal. That's encouragement.
You guys just eat all the
Twinkies you want. And, you know, this kind of study, and even headline, as we can make fun of it or not, but, I mean, there's a real sensitivity associated with folks that are morbidly obese that some people say, well, it's just because they eat too much. Well, there are metabolic issues. It's true. Somebody says, well, it's my glands. And then they say, oh, that's all their excuse. Their thyroid is up.
I'm just big boned.
Well, no, there's a lot of evidence to support big bones are heavier than little bones. That's not that hard to figure out. But to some degree, you can say metabolic indifference is due to disease, real disease. Deficiencies in selenium, exposure to toxins, endocrine disruptors, the thyroid is really an issue in metabolism. So I don't discount those things. But ultimately, it's more than just about calories in, calories out, because we talk about the way we interact with the calories, the quality of the calories. What else do they contain? Antibiotic residues, heavy metals, things that alter the metabolism. You and I know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that if you're not detoxifying your liver and not cleaning the colon, the gut, all the good works you're doing are only going to go so far. I think this study is all about you guys that are overweight giving up. Oh, well, the studies say I can't do anything about it anyway. And then they can come in and say, well, here's a drug, here's a pill, or let's do a lap band surgery, or let's remove parts of your intestines. Abed, you see the sinister view I have here of what this study would do?
Oh, I see it. I see it. You know, it is kind of giving them a, I wouldn't say even a free pass, but part of it is it's the redefining of the body image. The second is the telling people, hey, obviously you can't do this by yourself, so maybe you're going to need some help from Big Pharma. Get a surgery or two, you know, get some pills, get some to cheat, you know, something that's going to help you, physically actually help you. Because you can't lose it by working out and eating good. That's archaic. No one does that, you know.
Lead author Allison Fields from University College of London, back to the UK here, says her team's findings suggest current weight loss strategies for obese citizens are not helping. Quote, this might be because people are unable to access weight loss interventions or because the interventions being offered are ineffective, she said, or both. Yeah, that indicates exactly what I'm saying, what you said, Ed. The strategies are going to involve more drugs and more surgery because if we can say, hey, nothing you can do is going to matter, of course they don't mention detoxification. They don't mention cleaner foods. They'll say exercise and eat well, but they never really define it. Maybe a little bit of exercise they can, but really if you're dealing with a liver congestion, that you just are not going to overcome it with drugs, and you don't understand the importance of avoiding GMO foods and other toxins in your food, but yeah, you're going to lead to, well, I give up. Cut me, doc. Cut me, doc. No, don't cut me. It's not Rocky. Right? Remember we said, Mick, cut me, Mick.
Cut me.
Yeah. Listen, right
I think, first off, the BMI is not something that's very accurate as far as trying to determine, you know, whether you have a healthy, normal, quote, normal body, you know, that they try and say. But I think there's a couple things that are missing in here. Number one, we've covered this before, where people who are considered morbidly obese, which I hate that term, morbid.
I think they select it so you're, like, revolted by hearing it.
Yeah. But listen, there are people that could be twice as heavy as you are right now and twice as healthy as you are right now because it's not about your body size, okay? That's not what it is. Number two, and Ed was kind of alluding to this in his comment, is that the redefinition of body style.
Yeah.
You know, listen, some people are, speaking of the Nutty Professor, I love that kitchen table scene where he's like, you know, there's all kinds of body types, you know, big people, small people, fat people, thin people, midgets, you know, I mean, everybody's got their own thing.
Right.
It's not about the body style. It's not what you see on the cover of Cosmo. That's what I'm supposed to be.
Right, right.
You know, sometimes you are just who you are. It's about health. It's not about the shape.
Marilyn Monroe, Ed brought that up on the break. Marilyn Monroe. She was how would you say it? Curvy.
Oh,
she was hot.
Curvy. She was hot.
Now she'd be considered obese according to the standards for models, anyway. All right, what say you? 866-939-BELL. We got great news. Taking the Arizona State Medical Board on the bullies, Dr. Jack Wilson, the paleo cardiologist who stood up and spoke out against vaccines. He's next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
My next guest rocks the health world, for real. And he stands up and speaks out and doesn't back down, doesn't waver. Doing it for the right reasons, the right thing. His name, Dr. Jack Wilson. His book, fantastic book, I have it, The Paleo Cardiologist, The Natural Way to Heart Health. He's back. Jack is back. Dr. Wilson, thank you for being on board today.
Robert, it's a pleasure to speak with you again. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, and especially in the good news. Now, I remember we covered the story when you initially spoke out, and you were covered in the so-called mainstream media for speaking out about the vaccines, the dangers associated with them that we know as well. And then you were pilloried in the media, attacked by the quack busters, skep-duck folks. And then lots of anonymous, I don't know if there were any non-anonymous, complaints about you to the medical board in Arizona as a physician saying, we can't have this guy speaking out about vaccines. Now, what is the update? Did they take your license? What happened?
Well, the hearing yesterday, which is in front of the Osteopathic and Medical Board in Arizona, there's seven people that are on the board, five of which were present at the meeting, and they actually called my case up second, and they basically said all the comments that I had made in the media, they kind of cherry-picked the stuff to speak out about. And they had deliberations in private for a while and came back out, and they said that a total of 38 complaints came in that were registered complaints, plus they got a lot of other phone calls and complaints that did not want to be on record, but they got 38 official documents, and I actually saw those documents and what people said, half of which were medical doctors, MDs, and DOs complaining about what I said, asking to take my license away, and the short of it is that I got very good representation on this. I knew all along that in the United States of America, as of right now at least, we've got freedom of speech. We claim freedom of speech, and the Board of Osteopathic Medical Examiners said that my comments, people can disagree, people can agree, and some people do. Dr. Wolfson has his freedom of speech, and the case was dismissed.
Nailed it. Now, can you reveal who you sought out for help? Because I think he's a good friend of ours, and I'd love to give him a shout-out if you don't mind.
Oh, no, no problem at all. I spoke with Jonathan Emord of Emord & Associates, and I worked with his local representation here in the state of Arizona, mm-hmm. and they were efficient, they were very effective, and they crafted a fantastic response that just said, basically, here is the precedent, to this case, Jonathan Emord is a First Amendment constitutional attorney, and once again, it was great representation, I think it really made it very clear. Now, out of the osteopathic board out here, there's actually an attorney that's on the board. They're not all medical doctors, and okay. The attorney was the first one to speak, saying, hey, this is a cut and dry First Amendment case. We got nothing going on here.
Nice. I just love this because it doesn't always happen this way, and people strategically can screw up even if they're in the right and go after the board in a different way and not succeed, and that has happened before. So, Dr. Wolfson, you chose well. I mean, that says a lot about your character and your ability to get quiet, perhaps, and say, we got to make the right decision here. It's not just about going off half-cocked everywhere.
Right. Well, I think the most important thing to come out of this is to let other medical doctors know, and really anyone in society know, to speak your mind no matter what it is. Say what's on your mind and tell the truth, and we have the right to do that. And frankly, even what happened to me served maybe to silence me up maybe even a little bit, because I was afraid of what was going to happen with the board, and losing your license is not something that any doctor wants. Just the threat of it is actually a violation of your freedom of speech. So people to know going forward that, no, say what's on your mind, speak the truth. If you disagree with what mainstream established medicine is or mainstream business, and just like your intro said about corporations, controlling us, speak our mind. We really have to.
Well, Dr. Jack Wolfson, let's go back to the starting point of this. Obviously, it was post-Disneyland measles scare, and, of course, everything that's led to SB 277 passing in California, which denies religious and philosophical exemptions to vaccines for families and children. Now they want to expand that to mandate it for adults in certain circumstances as well. So you came out, and I would say, in a sense, guns blazing, but you were just speaking your mind, your heart, your knowledge base to say, listen, vaccines aren't all that you hear that they are. What exactly did you say or come close to what you said that lit this firestorm up that you began to be attacked?
Well, I mean, first and foremost is that vaccines are not proven. Their safety is not proven. There's no studies that tell us 69 doses of 16 vaccines by the time someone's 18 versus a placebo, what's called a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial. That doesn't exist. And I pointed that out on television. I also pointed out the fact that these are benign childhood illnesses, chickenpox, measles, mumps, rubella. This is what children should be getting. That's why we have immune systems to fight that off. And then, of course, I point out the fact of all the toxins and the chemicals and the poisons in the vaccines. And I'm speaking the truth. Everything I just said is the truth. There's no misleading anybody. There's no pulling punches. I'm speaking the truth, and that's what doctors, the natural doctors like myself, many of us are doing. And there's many of us that are speaking that way, and many more are coming forward, which is a beautiful thing. But obviously some people didn't like what I had to say. It really rocks their, you know, their medical paradigm and everything they've been told and trained and brainwashed to believe. You know, I was a conventional cardiologist doing angiograms and pacemakers, and when my wife comes along and tells me that there's a better way, there's a natural way, it was a shock to my system, a shock to my belief. Mm-hmm. But I opened up my mind and started to change, and we need more and more medical personnel doing that, and we're going to.
It sounds like you opened up your heart, too. I mean, your wife probably got some vitamin L in there to kind of shake up the calcification, you know, if you will, of programming within the allopathic medical. Some of it is real pseudoscience. It's based on corporate interest and influence. And yet the skeptics, some of which attacked you, said, you know, that you were spouting pseudoscience to provide a false balance and the impression that there is a scientific disagreement about vaccines when there is none. That's the most ludicrous thing a skeptic could say, but they say a lot of ludicrous things.
No, they certainly do. I mean, clearly, I mean, it's just that, you know, most people are just so uninformed when it comes to the risks and benefits of vaccinations and medical treatments in general. I mean, here I am on CNN with Erin Burnett, and she's the host. And at the end of the interview, between point counterpoint with another doctor and myself, and Erin Burnett, the newscaster, says, "I did my research. Vaccination is safe, and I've vaccinated my children." I mean, you know, there's no way she knows the first thing about
that. I love that, because what she did is she went to Google University and used Dr. Google, which is what they criticize other people like parents for doing, and they're supposed to be wrong by researching the same information that Erin Burnett did.
I'll tell you what Erin Burnett likely did. She probably leaned over, you know, during a break in the television segment and said to Sanjay Gupta, "Hey, Sanjay, should I vaccinate my kids?" "Yeah, sure, vaccinate your kids. Great idea." Okay,
right.
I asked Sanjay Gupta. He's brilliant. He's a neurosurgeon. Of course he knows.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. That's the way it happens back there as well. Of course, they have agendas. They're paid very well to speak and spout certain things without questioning, without actually researching deeper into this. And Dr. Wolfson, on the vaccine issue, as we know, you mentioned very pointedly that there were no double-blind placebo-controlled studies. I remember getting into it on Twitter just for fun with some of these skeptics. I said, you know, no double-blind study didn't happen, right? It's like, if you tell me that it's proven, where's the proof? And then they start going on anecdotes, which they'll yell at us about anecdotes.
You're right.
The healing, it's not real if it's anecdotal.
The Gardasil, you know, for example, you know, the HPV, you know, shots, you know, one less, and all those commercials they're doing. There were 7 trials that were done with that vaccine, and 5 of those 7 included aluminum in the placebo group, which means, of course, it's not a placebo. This is the junk science that they're putting out there. They'll come up with these trumped up, you know, studies about, you know, MMR and saying MMR doesn't cause autism. Meanwhile, the person who runs the study is Paul Thorsen, you know, who is a fugitive by the Office of the Inspector General. This is just a dirty, dirty industry that is just awash in pharmaceutical money, and the truth is so far from what most people are hearing. And if people just wake up and say, chicken pox, that's what we're fighting about. Chicken pox and the measles, that's what we're fighting about. These are 99.9% of the time laughable diseases, especially in a healthy children, which is what we need to be promoting, is a healthy child. Not a child injected with chemicals.
Speaking about laughable, Dr. Wolfson, I mean, these diseases were featured in sitcoms in the 60s and 70s as funny stories. Now, of course, it's the dreaded disease that's going to kill every child. So the shaping of consciousness by those who profit from that shaping, again, we talk about conflicts of interest. For some reason, conflicts of interest don't count when it comes to vaccines.
Right. You know, I mean, you know, can you imagine today if there was a quote unquote chicken pox outbreak? You know, 30 years ago, everybody ran to get chicken pox and the chicken pox parties and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, mainstream media would make it out that it was the second coming of the Black Plague in 1400s, you know, malnourished Europe. That's how they would portray it, because we all know that fear sells, and that's what they're all trying to control us with, is fear.
Well, Dr. Wilson, to get back to your book as well, and we have you linked up in the show notes, the Doctors, DRS, Wilson, SON.com. It's linked up in the notes. You can just click there, The Paleo Cardiologist, The Natural Way to Heart Health. We talked a little bit about your book last interview as well, and promote it, I feel. Like I said, you're giving insight into lifestyles that have changed you, probably many of your patients as well, and it's really bringing the power to heal back to the people where it belongs.
Yeah, most certainly. That's the whole idea, is to inform people and to educate people. That's all we can do, obviously, from your show to my show, is just, show people, what we perceive as the truth, what really is the truth, and then let people make their informed decision. That's what my book is about. The book is available on Amazon. It was number one new release in heart disease. It's doing very well. But one of the chapters I have in there is about heavy metals and heavy metal toxicity. And one of the sources of heavy metals, of course, is vaccines. Aluminum, there's still mercury in some of the vaccines. These are heavy metals that are very dangerous to the human body. They do not belong in the human body. People will often comment. You see some of these pro-vaccine people say, well, there's more aluminum in breast milk, or more aluminum in an aluminum can and foods and whatnot. But the reality is that those are coming in through the mouth, through the digestive tract, where the body has a chance to dispose of it and not absorb it. This is, when we vaccinate, we are injecting billions of billions, a number we can't even fathom, of aluminum particles and atoms that destroy the body, and we do it three times in the case of
Gardasil.
In the case of Gardasil, measles, mumps, rubella, these are heavy doses of
Dr. Wilson, appreciate you being on board today. We had Professor Exley in the United Kingdom about the aluminum studies, and we're looking forward to hearing more from him and you, Dr. Wilson. Thanks. Congratulations on working with E-Mord and beating back the board and standing up for your right to free speech.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All his license.
I think I'm going to have to share this interview with Jack Wolfson with Hoofnagel, who I think might run with this and have a little fun with it. But yeah. A lot of people are going to be eating crow, a lot of egg on people's faces right. as a result of this decision in Jack Wolfson's favor.
Nah, man. Oh, we love Jack. I mean, like you said, stand strong, and he does. And he's got a wonderful wife who's a doctor of chiropractic who facilitates a lot of this behind the scenes and opened his heart and his mind to this stuff. And that's the thing about vitamin L. That's the intangible factor here. And, of course, vitamin L. There's no science to prove that vitamin L does anything, Robert. How dare you?
There are double-blind placebo tests on vitamin L?
Right.
You're a quack.
Anecdotal. Maybe they have vitamin L deficiencies in the quack-busting groups, the skep ducks. They need some love. If you give them some love, it's going to be not the kind of love that they say they want.
No, their vitamin L is vitamin loser.
Oh, boy. Now we're going at it. All right. Having some fun here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. First day of the week for us. Of course, Mondays we got Dr. Bitar in advanced medicine. Wednesdays we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Fridays we go to the healing revolution. Dr. Frank King and lots of exciting guests in between. Looking forward to having Dr. Nick Gonzalez on soon. I'll reach out to him. But and he's one of the smartest guys I know. You know, and there's questions about IQ, you know, intelligence quotient. The question is, who are the smart ones? How do they start that way? And there's a study about this, and I'm wondering who paid for it. And you know what that means. It's time for today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by the Ministry of Silly Headlines. Listen to this. Born children have higher IQs.
Oh, my goodness.
You heard me correctly. Born children have higher IQs.
Born children?
Then what? Hatched children or children that aren't born? What is this?
Born children have higher IQs than embryos, I guess.
Psychology professor Brent Roberts, along with former postdoctoral researcher Rhodesia Damian, conducted an analysis of 377,000 high school age students to test the assumption. Of course, all of them were born. Of course, maybe some of them were C-section, but there's no reference to them. I'm reading this story, Super Don. This makes no sense.
No, the headline is horrible. It just does not make any sense. Obviously, born children have higher IQs than unborn children. You would think, and it's not until you get, I mean, literally
almost to the end of the article
where what they're talking about are firstborn or secondborn children IQs, but the headline remained as born children have higher IQs.
Talk about reading below the headline. I mean, you really have to go all the way to the end of the article, and then they find out that they say, well, there really isn't a difference. It's so minuscule it doesn't count. Now, I'm going to tell you something here. If firstborns are more intelligent in terms of IQ, perhaps. I mean, the only thing I can think of is the general health and mineral status of the mom to be at that point. And if she doesn't know what to do to replenish the minerals that the baby takes, you know, developing into that child, that first child, then the second one and the third one and the fourth one are going to be hampered a little bit. And that's why we see more gestational diabetes in second, third, or fourth babies to be. Because these women didn't know about chromium deficiencies, for instance, or the right form of folate instead of folic acid. So there may be some legitimacy to the inquiry or the query, but the headline is just bizarre. Born children have higher IQs.
I think I need to send an email to the editor of the Sentinel Republic, which is where this comes from, and say, hey, dude, don't you preview these things, proofread these things before they go out?
Moment of dumb headlines. and this guy wasn't born, whoever wrote this. Maybe it's a gal. I don't know. Kind of strange. All right. Well, it almost wraps us up here. Great start to the week, Super. I feel great. I got some rest. I'm back home doing some things and just enjoying it. And I'm glad to be back on the air. And, of course, your support and stories you got us today. Great, great guests. And we've got a week coming that is going to be fantastic. So, say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. Heard on GCN or syndicated, Natural News Radio. Of course, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, we'll get him on about a good gopher, the search engine this week. And who else? iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast, UK Health Radio, our friends in the UK, and Epic Times, Jerry Doyle. Shout out to all y'all for standing up with me. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.